Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from the woman you saw in your Zoom meeting yesterday. What little did you know was last weekend she attended a gangbang with 17 men, of course. I could be reading from a man from that same Zoom meeting. What you secretly don't know is he likes to wear bikini thong underwear. And not just the cotton kind. They're lacy and skimpy. I could be reading from a couple down the street who just experienced their first MFM. And they're going to do a repeat performance this weekend. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or even if you want to just say hello, feel free to send them to Nikki, N-I-K-K-Y, at DearNikki.com, or anonymously at the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content, or racial slurs, will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you are releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, I have a specific Darcy request that I have to do. I have to get this rant out of my system, okay? Because I've been talking, you know, I can drop this. I've been talking to it with Darcy, and he's begging. Mr. Darcy is begging me to vent here. So here it goes. If you go to a barbecue restaurant and you do not see sweet potato pie and fried okra, and there was something else that wasn't on the menu that I'm completely getting, but those two items just stand out to me. Is it a real barbecue joint? I think baked beans was the other one. It wasn't on there. Is a real barbecue joint if it doesn't have those three staples? And I'm not going to tell you the restaurant. Will not. Because, yes, it was in Kentucky. What surprised me about this said restaurant in Kentucky in Louisville is you're in one of the quote, biggest areas known for bourbon, whiskey, you know, the love juice. And what's not on the menu, not even in your barbecue sauce? Bourbon, whiskey. It's at the bar. You can order it at the bar. I mean, I guess I could have took it back to the table and mixed it in with my sauce and had it that way. But I was looking forward to, if I went to a particular barbecue joint, that maybe you guys would have bourbon pecan pie. You know, I mean, pecans. Maybe it's just me, but and I'm thinking it's probably because where I was majority of my life, I lived here in the Midwest and Southwest, you know, Oklahoma, Texas. Those are staples when we have barbecue. Cottage cheese is another one, but that might be an Okie thing. I can't get over the fact that they did not have those two items on the menu plus the other ones that we added. And so my question is to you. When you go to a restaurant when you're traveling, you know, because I love to do local. I only do local or try to only do local when I travel to put money back in to the local economy, shop local, blah, blah, blah. What are the staples that you expect to see in said restaurant that you are let down or question the quality of food if they're not on there? I never thought I was this type of person until I went to a barbecue place. And short little ditty here, I was traveling once with my father. I lived in North Carolina for a while. So yes, I love North Carolina. Don't get me wrong. I would move back there and live there if I could and visit. I haven't visited, I think maybe the airport, but that's it. I need to get out there again. So there was, again, said restaurant Not gonna know, say the name, but if you're familiar with the Goldsboro area, you know the restaurant I'm talking about. I think it's on the side of a highway and it's well known. My dad was told it was a very good, one of the best barbecue places, right? I know, I promise we'll get on to the nitty gritty here in a second. Oh, goodness. One of the stories with my father. So we're sitting there and he ordered the pulled pork because it's pulled pork. There's no beef at this said restaurant. And it was served and everything. And we won't even go over to the sweet tea, how they don't make regular tea at this place. They only make sweet tea. And they had to make a whole pitcher just for him to have tea. And so that was strike one. Strike two was there was no barbecue sauce in any of the place. And he was like, he asked for barbecue sauce and they pointed to the vinegar and oil. And he went on a whole tirade of, you know, how that's not real barbecue. And for months, he would say that my brother had the best dish because I got chicken. I don't remember what my brother got. I think it was, maybe it was the fish. I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, all I remember is him loudly saying how this wasn't real barbecue, blah, 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 blah. And then my stepmother proceeded to ask me if they even sold barbecue sauce in North Carolina. And yes, I said, yes, they do. It's actually in Walmart. So I find it very funny that here I am reviewing a menu or still, you know, living with the trauma of not having the fried okra and other things and asking if it's a real barbecue place if there's no fried okra or sweet potato pie. Anyway, it's kind of interesting that we've had two. I don't know, maybe barbecue. I'm used to barbecue being barbecue, and I guess I know it's different in areas and food changes from region to region. But my question is to you this, and it's non-sexual here. Again, what staples do you prefer or like to see when you go to a restaurant, you know, that you think should be on there that may not be on there? Different question for a day, I thought. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I've been a widow for about a year and a half. I'm 67. I'd never been with another woman other than my wife. We always kept a very positive view of sex and had a very active sex life. We talked a few times about what it would be like with either of us lost another, and always said we would always want the other to find a new partner. Naturally, things had been difficult, so dating is not something that had been on my mind. My wife and I would go to the same gym for years. The staff at this place has always been friendly to us. A young woman who goes by the name Maddie has been working at this gym for the last 2 years. My wife and I got to know her quite well. First, a small talk on our way in or out of the gym, but later our conversations had become more wholesome. We knew she didn't make it through college right after high school and had been struggling to make it on her own. She's 22. One day, when her car had broken down, we gave her a ride home after hours. We developed a sort of parental friendship, you could say. We baked cookies for her, and she took care of our dogs when we traveled. My wife and I didn't have children. You know where this is going. I've heard so many stories here, I'm just excited to tell someone what happened next. I should now brag a little to describe Maddie. She's 5'6", light brown hair, shoulder-length hair, and brown eyes. She's incredibly fit, with an hourglass figure and a small waist and wide hips. She has a round and ample butt cheeks that move up and down perfectly when she walks. She has gorgeous C-cup breasts and fair skin. Maddie has been sweet to me this year, and ever since I became a widow, our conversations have taken a caring, genuine tone. She's brought me food to take home more than once. Last week, after my workout, she asked me if I needed anything, and I jokingly said, "Some company would be nice." I don't even know why I said it. But once the words came out, I realized just how absurd it was. "I'm out in 10 minutes if you want to wait for me," she said. I did not know what to do or say next. "I'm taking the dogs to the park. I'm sure they'd love to see you," I said. "That'll be great. I kind of need someone to talk to," she said. About 10 minutes later, I was outside of my home and she was just arriving. She was our dog sitter, so she already knew where I'd be. We walked together in the park nearby and had a pleasant talk. It's nice to have someone to talk to, I told her. Yeah, me too, she said. She told me about her lack of support from her family and that working two jobs is hard, and that her last boyfriend cheated on her. She'd been single now for months. She also couldn't save enough for tuition, and she was feeling a bit desperate. My wife and I had offered to help her more than once, and she would decline our help. We could afford some of her costs, no problem. I was thinking about how you and your wife had always offered to help me. I was thinking that I could use the help, she admitted. I told her that I would be glad to help her out. But I wouldn't like to do nothing in return. You have always been very sweet to me, and well, I'm kind of tired of men my age. I was wondering if you would be interested in something more fun to do than walk in a park, said Maddie. I would like to help you too, she added. And then she said the word help, and she reached for my arm and gave it a little squeeze. I got the hint, but I wasn't sure if I was ready to believe what I was hearing. Do you mean something more fun as in adult fun? I finally asked after a few seconds of indecision. Only if you'd like to, of course. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be offensive or anything, she said. Not at all, I told her. It's just like, well, I wasn't expecting you to say these things to me, I admitted. You're kind, you're a good person, and you're probably missing intimacy as well as much as I. So I think it could work out very well for you and me, she said. Within minutes, we were back at my place. We didn't really address any of the details of how special this arrangement of ours is going to work out that day. We'll sort it out as we go. Now let's just have a little fun, Maddie said. I told her that I had not had sex with anybody other than my wife. That's so sweet, she said. I've only done it with three guys and never without a condom. I'm clean too. I sort of wish I knew how it feels without one, she admitted. Oh, it's the best, I said. I had a vasectomy years ago, I added. Really? Cool. I'd love to know how it feels all natural like that, she said with excitement. I was very shy at first. I'm much older than her. I know I'm not really an attractive man at this age. I have wrinkles, thinning hair. I'm 5'10", so I was much taller than Maddie. But it didn't really have much to offer her than the looks department. She could tell I was self-aware. I want you to enjoy yourself and have fun. I don't care about looks, but about the heart. And you have a kind heart. And I want you to make love to me. I wouldn't do anything like this with any other person other than you, and only because we've known each other for so long. I trust you, she said. Her words helped me relax, and I got harder under the sheets. I still didn't let her see much of me. Maddie then began to get undressed in front of me. She turned around so I could see her amazing butt. She slowly removed her top and then her bra. Her skin was smooth and had pearly white tone. She had no tattoos or piercings other than her ears. She undid her pants and dropped them. She wore a pink laced panties. Her butt cheeks underneath her panties were like mountains waiting to be taken. Wow, I said out loud. Maddie giggled. Are you a butt guy or a boobs guy? She asked me. I told her I definitely was a butt guy. Good, because I have ass for days. And they're a real handful, she said. Then she later slid her panties down and turned around. Her breasts were perfect, with a small light pink areolas. Her nipples were hardening. I could tell. This is so exciting, she said to me. Men look at me all day at the gym and stare. They probably all wish they could have me. Have you? She asked. I admitted that I had. With a quick motion, Maddie undid the bed, and I was finally uncovered. I was nervous. It's okay. Enjoy yourself, she said, as she reached out to my thigh and began to caress me. This got me harder. Maddie then reached out to my balls and shaft and played with them tenderly. She smiled as she reached down to kiss the tip of my cock. She then licked it just a little to tease me. She could tell I wanted her to keep going. Maddie bit her lip and looked me straight in the eye. She was teasing me. I'd never had a blowjob with so much enthusiasm. Her head bobbed up and down with such a perfect tempo, each time reaching all the way to my base of my shaft, and then going all the way back up. Up and down she went. And it didn't take long to moan in absolute bliss. I want to feel you inside me, she said. Wanna fuck me, doggy? She asked me. I don't think I've ever screamed the words, yes, as loudly as I did then. She got on all fours and waited for me to get around to her. I slowly slid my cock inside her pussy. Now Maddie moaned in pleasure. "Wow, this feels so much better. Your dick feels amazing," she told me. "Fuck me," she ordered me. "And when you're done, fuck me again and again," she said. Her dirty talk turned me on. Maddie was real vocal. She kept repeating the phrases like, "I'm yours," and "you own me," over and over. I was in heaven. I didn't realize dirty talk could be so wonderful until then. My favorite phrase, I'll have to admit, is when she kept telling me she was 22. "Fuck my 22-year-old pussy," she would say into my absolute delight. I squeezed her breast from behind but kept in doggy-style position. I then pushed her onto her belly so I could ride her from behind. "I'll be your fuck doll. Make me yours," she said over and over. Her butt cheeks felt so incredible against my body. Soft, full, and round as they bounced against me. You could see the mounds of each butt cheek jiggle up and down. It was the most beautiful sight I've ever seen in a long time. I let myself go and fucked like I'd never had fucked before. I moaned in pleasure as I came inside Maddie, filling her pussy with my warm cum. "Yes, give it to me. It feels so good," she said. We cuddled and had a very intimate talk about what we like in bed and what turns us on. She said that me being older was a huge turn-on for her and that the dirty talk in bed was something she enjoyed, and I could tell this was true. I told her that her age was a turn-on for me too, and that everything we did that time was just perfect for me. We had sex just the way I liked it. "If that's what you like, then we'll do it again when you're ready," she said. We had one more beautiful round that evening before she went home. The next day, we agreed to have a disagreement exclusively with each other while she was in college. We'll meet 3 to 4 times a week, and I'll cover part of her tuition so she can drop one of her jobs. This will actually give her time to actually go to classes. I'll write more as we have more meetings at my place. But for now, I guess I'm her sugar daddy, and I'm stoked. Ben. Well, hello, Mr. Silver Fox Ben. How are you, Daddy? This was kind of close to home, but I'm not 22, and I don't have a sugar daddy. But other than that, that's my lips are sealed, and that's all I'm saying. So, have you ever, I know we all joke about it, "I want a sugar mama, I want a sugar daddy." I don't. I would feel very, very awkward about this. I like the sex part of it. It's very sexy, but for someone to pay for something so I can get it, no, I don't. It would take me a long time to get there. And maybe if I had the relationship she does with him and it was offered, and even then, now that I'm thinking of there's two people in my life that I know enough that I could say that our relationship, I would be extremely uncomfortable and I would feel I get weirded out about it. There is a lot of people that can overlook it. I'm not one of those. It's just like when in the business, in the phone sex business, as you can, there's few of us that get to deal with it. There are meth heads or even men that love to be used for their money, love for you to drain their accounts. And there's too many red flags for me that I don't like doing them. They make me very uncomfortable. Have I done them? Yes. I've got upgraded to a suite on a cruise with everything prepaid. So I can honestly say it was the most awkward vacation in my entire life. It just felt weird. And he didn't go with me. That was the thing. He didn't go with me. So I never meet anybody I talk to on the lines, right? So he paid for everything. He paid for because I was driving. So he paid for my gas and he paid for the upgrade to the suite. And, you know, I remember my best friend who works with one of the lines, you know, I put them in a three-way and he paid for everything. It was super, uber weird. And so this is a lot more intimate than that was, but it's just something that's in my very dark charcoal almost no, possibly no zone. As you can tell, I'm very uncomfortable talking about this, but I don't judge on somebody doing it. So if some people like that, they want that sugar daddy because just like this, that someone's taking care of them, and it's a very, sometimes it's just contract. Sometimes it's just a contract, just sex. There's nothing other than you are the perfect person. Not perfect person, but you are the perfect sex doll for them. And they're okay with that. And there are times that feelers do happen, come into it, and it may alter a little bit as they go. That being said, I don't know. I like being independent, but I also like knowing there are men out there and women that like taking care of their sugar, whatever we're calling them. Sugar baby. That's the word I'm looking for. Could you be a sugar baby? Could you be a sugar daddy or a sugar mama? Sugar mama, I know he jokes about it from time to time, but I don't think we see each other that way. So it's really just a running joke more than anything. But for me, I think this is a no. But I do see the sexiness of it. What about you? Could you? Could you be a sugar daddy, mommy, or even a baby? That's a question, I think. Dear Nikki, my wife and I have been married for about 10 years, and like some of your listeners, we like to spice up our sex life with some playing around with dares and doing other things in public spaces. We also play around with some bondage and like to do things with other couples. But we have so far limited to playing games like strip poker, skinny dipping, etc. Though sometimes we've gotten kind of carried away in front of each other. We've got a lot of stories, and we'll start to send some if people want to hear more of us. They are not too hardcore, but they are great experiences for us. We've been listening and looking at pics for a while now, but I have been so busy trying to talk her into posting some pics for you that we didn't think about just writing some of our experiences. We love to feel the sun on our bodies outside some place where someone might come along, or watch or look on someone's face when they have to take off a piece of clothing and show that part of their body they haven't shown before. That's the best part for us, actually, is playing a game with another couple for the first time, especially if they're new to it, and watching their reaction and having to do a dare or take off clothing or watching their partner do it. Thanks to all of those who have sent in stories about sharing. You are brave, and those who are more open, that really means a lot to us, and thank you. We love to fantasize about you as people who are coming to our house tonight to play games. Anyway, we just wanted to send a thank you to all and let you know that there are others out there who aren't brave enough to share their stories, but are brave enough to possibly be naked on a blanket in the clearing in the trees, or if you're driving by, or playing strip poker with some neighbors in that house down the street. Ted. Hello, Ted, and thank you for that example. It's nice to hear. I mean, I can say it to you guys till I'm blue in the face, but there are people just out there just like us. Do you really think everybody's having missionary sex and only missionary sex with the lights off? You're crazy if you believe that. What might be kinky to you might be vanilla to somebody else, and vice versa. You know, doggy style might be the only thing they do. You know, just because people have kinky sex doesn't make them bad people. Absolutely not. Makes them interesting. Makes them connecting with their partner or partners or whatever we're saying here. I love it. It's this simple. As I was reading this, I was thinking, unless there's only one way to get your work to your job, right? Like only one route. Do you ever shake it up? Do you ever go down another street? Or the back way, just to shake things up for the day. Then why aren't you shaking up your sex life? If you happen to, you don't have to go out and be as bold and as daring to sex clubs and hunky ring bathrooms. That just came to the top of my head, by the way. It can even be, as I simply say, wearing blue boxers on a Wednesday when you normally wear whitey tighties and have sex. That could be completely anxiety ridden out of the box. Or maybe you always have sex in a dungeon. Maybe whitey tighties and just vanilla sex is completely opposite and very just anxiety ridden. It could be any of the big rainbow when it comes to sex. What I'm saying to you is this, as we always say here, be willing and be open to explore. It doesn't have to be crazy, but You know, if we can change things up, like a variation to a recipe or going a different way or even, you know, buying a different product. It is that simple. It does come down to communicate, especially if you're with a partner. But that's what brings a good solid foundation and you take it to the next level. And just like I was speaking to my friends that dropped me Woodford last week in, or the weekend before in Louisville, thank you very much for the Woodford, that you already had the best communication in the world. And that's what I remember telling her. She was given the best gift. What women completely always bitch about. I wish he would talk to me, right? Sorry about the voice. And given to you on a platter. If your partner is secure enough to put this all out there, why aren't you taking a leap? Most people bitch about that shit, right? My partner won't talk to me. Well, if you shut it down immediately, they're never going to talk to you again, at least by that. And do you always want to be eating Kraft macaroni and cheese when you can have a better brand, homemade? Or bologna when you can have fried bologna? I know food. I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. So, you know, sue me here. Dear Nikki, I'm just a good, basic, all-American girl. Well, maybe not completely basic, but my stuff is pretty tame. My sister and I had a bet, though, and since I lost, I had my choice of a few dares. And I picked this one. I have to tell you about getting caught spying on my neighbor. He's a few years older than me, and this happened a few years ago when I was much less experienced than I am now. He was out of the swimming pool, and I used to watch him from my bedroom because he's pretty good looking. One day, he thought he was all alone, and his pool is pretty private. He slipped off his bathing suit. I couldn't stop looking. And in a few minutes, he was touching himself, and I started to touch myself too. We both finished about the same time. I couldn't believe I had done it. The next night, there was a neighborhood barbecue, and we ended up having a few beers together. I was only 19 at the time. I hadn't drunk much, so I got pretty tipsy at fast. And somehow or another, we got to talking about swimming. I asked him if he ever swam naked. He blushed and looked at me funny and kind of laughed it off. I kept looking out my window, hoping to see him again, and then I finally did. It was a night. He'd gone out for a late swim, but there was enough lights around the pool that I could see he was naked. I pulled my dress up around my waist and was starting to go at it when my sister walks in. Turns out he had mentioned something to her about our conversation at the barbecue, so she got suspicious. He knew my window overlooked their pool, so they planned this when they knew I would be home to see if I would watch. She called him on his cell and he got out of the pool, stood there with a growing heart on facing my window, talking to my sister. They wanted to make me show myself to him. Fair is fair, they said. But I was too embarrassed to do it right that night. Our parents were home and my sister didn't want to fuss. But I finally agreed to go swimming at his house if my sister would come too. And we all got naked. That's another story. But this is what I agreed to ascend for the bet. The part was embarrassing. And I have to say, I still think about his cock, even though we had moved away. If he hears this and recognizes the story, contact me. I promise to do whatever you ask for 1 hour, as long as it involves your cock. I sort of hope you hear this, but I also sort of hope you don't, because I don't know what you would make me do. And this is the last thing I have to say as part of the bet. I never have let anything in my ass, not even a finger. What makes this a bigger dare than you may think is that my sister knows I'm sharing this, and I think she's still in touch with your sister, who would know how to reach him if my sister's feeling really evil. But we agreed that she could only do that if she's willing to tell his sister what's going on. And I don't think she's willing to do that. Because I also made her agree to do something if she did that. But that's another part of the story that we'll only post if it happens. Tamara. Hello, Tamara. How are you? I know we haven't had anybody send anything like this before. Yeah. So I'm kind of like you. Do we want to know? Do we want him to reach out? I want a story out of this. I don't care whom sends it, either one here. I want to know. Actually, I would really like to know his perspective. There's something daring about skinny dipping. I have skinny dipped. I got sunburnt. That's the end of that story. Skinny dipped. And I was accused of being a tease. I don't know how that came up. Yeah. So somehow that came up. Anywho, would you, could you, ladies, watch a gentleman. We don't get too many. Usually it's the opposite. Most stories, when you, or even movies, if you think about, when you think of a voyeur watching someone in a window or out a window into a pool, it's usually a man watching a woman. I like this. Not that we can't watch, but I like that we're open to say that, oh, gentlemen, we do see, and we're liking the view. So, ladies and gents, were you in a PG situation that turned quickly R-rated when you happened to glance out your window? Did you reach into your whatever you're wearing and take advantage of that situation? Or were you in a situation where you possibly couldn't and you had to leave it for the spank bank for later? Nope, I lifted that dress just like Tamara did. And oh, it felt so fucking good. Just saying. What about you? I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Lots of things coming up. I really don't have any announcements. I don't have any really solid plans. I do have some coming up. One big one that I'm working on that I want to announce, but not talk to my business manager. And so we're scheduling or talking about appearances. If you have any places you would like me to pop into, just to say hello, sit down, let me know. I'm open. You know, we just started doing clubs and stuff like that. It was a royal hit. And that was a big meeting today about what clubs and a more intimate feel of what's going on. So if you'd like to see me at a club, even just to say hello, shake my hand, buy me a drink, I would really love to pop up in your area. So send them away. I'll be looking forward to hearing you. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you go skinny dipping in a pool? I promise to join you. What do you think? Can we do it again? Oh, that's right. You weren't naked. I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fabulous week.